Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on Valentine's Day 2019.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my Valentine, my fine wife, Beth. Do you remember the first time you ever heard of Valentine's Day?
Wow, that's a good question.
I remember I was in the first grade at the LaGrange, North Carolina Elementary School. It seemed a unique opportunity for me to express my feelings for a girl named Sue, definitely not a boy. To express my emotions and feelings to her, but without it being overly obvious to everyone else. I remember how I felt when I received a Valentine card from Sue. Didn't matter to me. She gave one to everybody else in the class as well. My heart, honey, was filled with love. Although it was puppy love, it was real to this puppy.
That's right.
Since 1971, I've been giving Valentine's Day cards to the love of my life, my fine wife, Beth. We've had many memorable Valentine days together. I'm thinking of some right now, but I'm not sharing them. And I look forward, honey, to our next 46, soon to be 47.
Amen.
Last year, there were well over 1 billion Valentine's Day cards purchased in the United States. And that doesn't count the millions of e-cards that were dispatched through the internet. And this writing, I already picked yours out.
Oh.
And as you might suspect, one of them includes the words, at last.
At last. I'm not singing it.
You could.
One of my favorite songs.
It is.
February 14th is, it just stands for cards and candy and flowers and sometimes Cupids.
You know, honey, I've always found it strange that Cupid is a part of the theme, as he was a creation of pagans. Plus the fact, it's really strange to me that Cupid could represent Valentine's Day. I read somewhere where it said that when you think about romance, the last thing on your mind is a short, chubby toddler coming at you with a weapon.
There you go. Have you ever wondered about the origin of Valentine's Day? Well, if you have been with Harold and Bev very long, you'll know that we like to talk about it on Valentine's Day.
Yes, we do.
Because after doing the research, this is what we found out that was fascinating about Valentine's Day, and really, every Christian ought to know about it. There was a priest by the name of Valentine who lived in Rome around 250 AD. At the time, there was an evil Roman emperor, a few of those, named Claudius the Cruel. The Emperor Claudius wanted a large army, but many of the men were tired of fighting and did not want to join his army, as they didn't want to leave their army. This made the emperor very unhappy, to say the least, so he passed a law prohibiting marriage. One of the Valentine's favorite jobs, we're talking about the Valentine, as a priest, was to marry people. He thought the new law was ridiculous and very contrary to God's law, so he kept on performing the marriages in secret. It's said that Valentine would whisper the words of the wedding ceremony while listening for soldiers on the steps outside. One night, he did hear steps. The couple he was marrying escaped, but he was imprisoned and told that his punishment was death. In the midst of this, Valentine remained cheerful.
You know, honey, Valentine was very popular among the people, especially among the young people whom he'd married. Many people came by the jail to visit him. They would throw flowers and notes, you know, up to his prison window. One of the young women who came by, well, she was the daughter of a prison guard. At some risk to his own life, the prison guard allowed his daughter to visit Valentine in his prison cell. Valentine and the young lady would sit and talk 24 hours. On the day that Valentine was executed, he left a note for her, thanking her for her friendship. He signed it, "Love from your Valentine."
That's really brings tears to your eyes.
That note was discovered on February 14th, 269 A.D., the day Valentine died. Few people remember Claudius the Cruel, but hundreds of millions remember and celebrate Valentine's Day. It's just a demonstration that love always triumphs over evil.
As long as the Lord lives, it will. When I think about love, there's actually three scriptures that almost immediately come to mind. The first one is also the first scripture that almost every kid memorizes when they're growing up. That's right. And that's John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the next one is John 15:13. John 15:13, and it says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And finally, there's John 13:34-35. John 13:34-35. This is in the New International Version. It says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. For by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
You know, as we were preparing this call, the Lord prompted us to say to those who don't have a sweetheart, those who may not receive a Valentine's Day card, not to let the enemy beat you up over that. The word of the Lord for this Valentine's Day is that you're to seize the moment, that you should initiate a gesture of godly love to someone else who may not have anybody as well. Call a widow in your neighborhood or in your church. Let them know that they were on your mind today, that you felt impressed to let them know that God loves them, you love them, and that you've been praying for them today.
Amen. Perhaps there's, you know, even a wife or a mother in the church or in the neighborhood whose son or daughter is maybe, you know, in the service, and they might be not only just not in the nation, but actually serving on foreign soil, you know, so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have today. And maybe you can give them a call and let them know that God loves them and that you're praying for the safety of their loved ones wherever they are. You know, it's a scriptural fact. When you sow love, you reap love. Truthfully, honey, it's sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow,
that's right,
is what you're going to reap.
That's exactly right.
So acts of kindness and love will create memories for those people that you want blessed, memories that could last a lifetime. And that's a wonderful, great, incredible way to spend Valentine's Day.
And one last word. If you eat Valentine's Day chocolate candy with nuts, please enjoy it from me.
Yes, indeed.
Honey, Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, the comic strip, and a strong Christian.
Yep, he was.
He once said, "All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt."
There you go.
You know, we answer people's questions, you know, in letters and emails, and, you know, so we like to do that. We got a text this morning, and somebody blessed us by saying that we had to be the poster couple for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that was so sweet. That must have come in early.
It did. It was a huge blessing.
That is sweet.
So that leads to a question which we recently received from Susan in Texas. She said, "I heard you say that you're soon celebrating your 47th wedding anniversary."
That must have been when you said on February 4th, one more month.
She said, "Celebrating your 47th anniversary with, as you call her, your fine wife. What do you consider the keys to a successful marriage? Or do you have seven keys?
Of course.
Honey, why don't you lead off with that question?
Number one is this. Love God with all your heart. You may say, well, what about your spouse? Listen, love God with all your heart.
That's exactly right. You love God with all your heart, and then
the rest follows.
The rest follows. Number two, respect your spouse. Remember, you're one flesh. If you put him or her down, you're putting yourself down.
Think about that.
Sadly, we've seen that happen.
That's right.
Many times. Too many times.
I think I'm going to write a little sermon up for a Sunday night anyway on marriage. But anyway, number three, I'm working on it.
Good.
Marriage myth. Marriage, how they say marriage is a 50-50 proposition.
Not true.
You can just, hey, this is mine. You come next.
Good.
It is not a 50-50 proposition. It is 100%, 100%. Sometimes it's 150%, 150%. Because love is really not all about you.
That's right.
Now, this is a good one for you.
I like this one. Four, keep the romance in your marriage.
Yes, you do.
Think of ways to remind your spouse how much you love them and what drew you to them in the first place.
Wow. I like that one.
I do, too.
That's good. Number five.
I tell you that, and you tell me that.
That's right. Always feed the positive and let the negative die. Anyway, number five is always remain best friends. Talk with your spouse about what you're, you know, doing and having fun with and everything else. Don't talk to coworkers or friends, especially ones of the opposite sex. Stay best friends with your best friend.
And you are my best friend.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you that.
Yes, and I tell you.
Yes, you do. Number six, make the routine special.
There you go. We love doing this.
We do. We have laundry dates.
Yeah, we run to the store together. We might go stop by and get fuel together. Even that.
That's a fill the car up date.
That's it.
I remember when we lived in Texas.
Oh, my.
And we had a koi pond. And certain times of year, we would be inundated with toads.
Yeah,
frogs. And
you wouldn't always go back to that.
Yeah, I know,
but
all you do would be let me capture them and drive 2 or 3 miles away and throw them out.
That's right. They did not find their way
back.
Yes,
they did. I'm convinced they found their way back.
Yeah, that's the way. Be sweet. And number seven, marry someone who loves God and hopefully loves God as much as you do. It's important. When both of you are drawn by the Holy Spirit, both of you seek God first, God will make sure that you both stay close together.
Amen.
And if you're not married right now, I love this saying. I love this saying. And I have put it on things once or twice. It says, dance with God, and he'll make sure that the right person cuts in.
Amen. You know, in yesterday's call, honey, we posed the question that Jesus is posing not only on Valentine's Day, but every other day.
That's right.
Will you be mine?
Mm.
Just know that today and every day, Jesus is asking you, will you be mine?
Amen.
Think about
Hebrews says today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Today. Whatever today is for you,
today.
It's today.
Yep. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
And have a great Valentine's Day.
Amen. Bye-bye.